This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Man, last second, you must have just swallowed.
The chicken that I swallowed is right here. Right?
It's stuck.
It's awful.
It has not made it all the way down.
That's okay. We breathe out of the other one.
What?
So that was just the food one.
Hey, that's the esophagus. We're out of the trachea.
Yeah, we're fine.
What are you talking about? We're at this
Anatomy.
Clare County Republicans Chairman's Golf Scramble, and is it not a gorgeous day out here?
All of a sudden, it's beautiful out here.
How the sun is shining. And
yeah, it's stunning.
The grass is, man.
A lot of red hats. Love it. It's great out here.
The banter.
The grass is what, Brad? What is the grass, Brad?
Yeah.
The grass is.
Sun is shining, the grass is green. Balls are white.
They don't have to be.
Hey, oh.
Away from the ladies' tees.
What?
No.
A lot of pink
balls. The markers.
I do use a colored golf ball.
See?
It's easier to find.
Orange. I use orange.
Well, he plays from the ladies' tees, too, so that works out.
Uh-huh.
Nukes. St. Clair County Republicans on Facebook. You can connect with them there. And make sure that you get involved. If you're not in St. Clair County, Illinois, of course, get involved with your local St. Clair or your local county Republican group, because that's where change really starts to happen. We've seen it in Madison County in Illinois, have gone from being pretty heavily blue to purple to now effectively red. And St. Clair County is definitely seeing the benefits of the hard work of everybody involved with the St. Clair County Republicans. And that's people just like you who decide to get involved, maybe show up at a golf scramble or another event that they have coming up right now. They're inviting you to join Americans for Prosperity Illinois and the Metro East Young Republicans for a happy hour. It's taking place Wednesday, May 14th. So that's this Wednesday at the Backstage Bar. It's 228 North Main Street in Edwardsville from 5 to 7 p.m. Pizza and drinks are provided, so free food means Ryan Wiggins will be there.
See you there.
Maybe. I don't know if he's fully committed to that.
Yeah, I'll go wherever there's free food.
That's actually pretty factual.
A dumpster.
You're like a raccoon.
Probably old food in there.
Somebody didn't finish this pizza?
YouTube live chat poll for today is, will blue states, like the state of Illinois, or blue cities like St. Louis, feel the effects of Trump's administration? Yes, the positive effects. Yes, the negative effects, or no? You can go vote in the live chat portion of today's live broadcast at the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. Lots of people tuning in today to check out the background. We've got people back from where they were golfing today, and they're eating Chick-fil-A, which is how I started the segment. What are you doing right now? What is this look?
Oh, my shirt? Yeah, I'm not trying to do a thing. It's just getting kind of hot, and I was wearing a...
Let's just do the shot like this.
I was wearing a sweatshirt, and now I can't take it off over my head because I'm wired in on my head, as you know, with the headphones. But I can get it to here, and so I'm wearing it kind of like a cape at this point. Yeah, I am.
You look like you hit a pink golf ball.
No, I look like...
From the ladies' tees.
Henry Cavill.
Wiggins America, how about we jump into that?
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, let's go straight into some coke. A bizarre conspiracy that European leaders snorted cocaine en route to critical Ukraine talks has been, I'm reading this from the New York Post now, roundly ridiculed by the French president's office.
This isn't CareerAddict.com? It's a different addict.
Parade is talking about all the different ways cocaine has been used throughout history.
Worldleaderaddict.com.
surprise, surprise, the French president's office is saying that's ridiculous.
What percentage do you believe? Because have you seen the video?
The video is the damning evidence that everybody is pointing
Brad,
to.
Brad, have you seen the video?
I've seen the video.
And what did you see in that video?
I saw a President Macron taken off guard, a Chancellor Herzl, whatever his name is. I saw him move a little metal object that some said was a spoon. Macron grabbed a white pouch of some sort and put it in his hand and then eventually in his pocket. I've seen some still photos from it. Nobody looked happy to see the press when the press came in.
They were super sneaky.
That's really weird.
When my kids are sneaking candy and cookies and I walk in the room and they're sitting on the table right in front of them, they disappear exactly the way Macron put that white bag of something.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I was teaching Sunday school, as I am apt to do about once a month, and a little girl grabbed something off of a counter and walked over to the trash can, looked around, dropped it into the trash can, and I wouldn't have thought a thing except the way she looked.
Yeah.
And that was the way Macron looked when he grabbed that bag or whatever it was.
So what percentage chance do you think that was actually cocaine?
I watched this video more than I care to admit.
In slow-mo.
I was zooming in trying to see. It to me doesn't look like a bag. It looks like a napkin. Mm-hmm. It looks like a gross old napkin that he grabbed to try to hide because it's a gross napkin sitting there with the Prime Minister of
What
Britain,
about the spoon?
The German Chancellor. The spoon thing I can't figure out. Can you explain that one to me?
No, because I don't do cocaine.
Well, I don't either.
Brad?
All right. from my understanding, the spoon is supposed to be like a little portioner thing that you can scoop a little bit out and I guess, take a hit or whatever it is that you're called. So you don't always have to do it in lines, I guess?
I don't know.
So that's the allegation.
So you stick the spoon in your nose?
Up to your nose and you just...
Just
sniff it.
Now, oh, God, guys.
Now, I did see a lot of people saying yesterday, and this is what online is.
This is why online is fun.
They just go, well, everybody knows Zelensky does a ton of coke. And I'm like, I've never heard that before. So they had just met with Zelensky and these three European leaders all sat down, and it did look suspicious.
Here's the real question. Seriously. If he is doing cocaine, what happens? If he's like, yeah, it was coke, then what happens next?
I don't know.
Nothing? It's impossible that nothing happens after that?
It is incredibly possible.
I don't know. That's a good question. But can somebody be arrested for coke? I don't even know where they were.
I mean, if it's illegal, yeah, but weren't they on a train in Ukraine?
If you want to know how clueless we are about cocaine, we're like, is it even illegal?
Yeah.
Well, they're in Ukraine, aren't they? Weren't they? Wasn't that on a train?
I don't. It looks like it, but I mean, if you're gonna carry, okay, look, if we're gonna, let's use the street language because we don't want to sound like nerds. If you're gonna start eating daddy's Halloween candy with world leaders, then you better know that.
Yeah, this sounds way better.
The press is gonna be on you. Although what's weird is that the only press that's been on it is the internet and the New York Post.
Doofuses like us.
Yeah. If this was Trump or anybody in the Trump orbit, this would be front page news.
Can I tell
everywhere.
You something that's incredibly frustrating to me about this? Is because, Brian, you were talking about this. You looked at it. You watched it in slow motion. You zoomed in. The resolution of the video is awful. I have not seen a high resolution video. And this is the press that got in there and they got it.
I'm a little suspicious that maybe it's just a bunch of hubbub and that it's a video that was released that was intentionally grainy, so you can't really tell.
I didn't think it was grainy.
Oh, you can't. Like, I finally saw a high-res
photo of it. Zooming in, Brad, and I kept telling the computer to enhance.
Enhance.
And it would do nothing.
Did you try typing on your keyboard?
No.
That's where you
Is
went
that
wrong.
What it was?
Yeah, you got to type and then say enhance.
Nerds.
But I don't know. I saw a high-res photo, and it did look like it was a napkin wrapped around.
That's what I thought, too.
A thing of napkin.
Yeah.
So I could see this being a disinformation thing or whatever, but I don't know. It just seems so... It's just... But then there's their behavior. Like,
yeah.
They definitely look like they got caught.
To me, that was just a napkin and a spoon napkin.
Yeah.
That's, you know, everybody's got a napkin and a spoon napkin, don't they?
I never go anywhere without my napkins and spoons. Just in case.
I have
a spoon emergency.
Let me transition into the next story here, since I don't have the whip sound effect as I usually do.
Which.
All right. Rules for Mother's Day. Did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yes, I did.
Great. Brad?
I'm not a mom.
Okay.
Does it mean you can't have a good Mother's Day?
I had a good Mother's Day, yeah. I got to spend it with my mom and all the moms in my family, actually.
A widely shared video. A woman is sharing her own mom's rule for Mother's Day presents. I know we're a little bit late here, but I want to judge to see how you did. Quote, if the gift is something to clean, decorate, or to keep maintenance in the house, it is not a Mother's Day gift. It is a family gift.
Unless she asked for it.
Unless she asked for it. Quote, a Mother's Day gift is thinking specifically of the mother and what she would like. It's not just another thing for the home that we're disguising as a gift.
I literally said to my family, don't spend money. Clean your rooms.
And did they do it?
Yeah.
And that was your gift.
And I'm happy.
That's very nice.
Brilliant.
I had some handmade cards. Some construction paper flowers, and I love them, and the rooms are clean. Hooray.
Okay.
And I didn't have to do it.
So
that's the real gift.
So you would agree with this assessment, that you can't just get something and say, here, it's a cubby for the cabinet.
No, and you just have to listen to what they want. Just because you get somebody something that's cleaning doesn't mean that that's the only thing you value about them. If somebody has... been like eyeing a vacuum. When was the last time you got a new vacuum, Ryan?
Back in 2011.
That sounds made up.
2011.
When's the last time you guys got a new vacuum, Brad?
I think it was 2020. I got a robot vacuum.
Were you excited about it?
Terry was.
I bet.
She was super excited.
New vacuums are exciting. Like, if they're good vacuums, if it's like a... If you're making... Because you can get away with buying a cheap vacuum, but you've got to clean the sucker like crazy over and over and over again. Good vacuums, you've still got to clean filters and stuff like that, but they can do a lot more with a lot less maintenance. It's a big deal when you can spend some money on a nice vacuum. So if you had your eye on one and you are gifted one because that's something you've been pursuing, that's not inherently bad. But if they're like, oh, I'd really like a pedicure, and you're like, how about a dustbuster? You're screwed.
Yeah, agree. Next one, which is that cigarette smoking has hit a record low among students in 2024, according to data.
Does that include vaping?
I'll get there. Yes, it does.
Sorry.
Data released earlier this year by U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This week, an expert joined and talked about all this stuff. I want to attribute more health awareness and to the younger generation. They said it's just not cool to smoke anymore. Mm-hmm. And apparently that is a generational shift that now Gen Z, the younger generation, says that it is not cool, and they're not even vaping. So it's not just cigarettes that they're not smoking. It's that they're not smoking tobacco at all, largely attributable to the significant drop in the number of students who reported current e-cigarette use.
Would you say smoking was still cool when you were in high school in the 20s?
The 2020s?
Take it either way you want.
18. Do you have to roll your own?
Was smoking cool in the 90s?
Yeah,
kind of. It was still rebellious.
It was still considered like, ooh, they're smoking. I don't know that you'd care as much, but people still did it. You know what? I had a lot of friends who would do it to get the buzz.
Really?
Yeah, because when you first start smoking nicotine, it gives you that buzz and tobacco. And then eventually it wears off and just forces you to keep doing it.
Addict.
Yeah.
I don't think that smoking was really... I graduated high school in 2002, and I wouldn't consider it to be a cool, rebellious thing, but it did happen among the people who were doing at least rebellious things. I don't know how cool I would have considered the things that they were doing, but it was still an act of rebellion, and then it became a habit that some of my friends that did it then, they still smoke, and I don't think that they want to, they just do.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of my buddies started on cigars golfing. You know, we'd go golf, and they'd, I'm just going to smoke a cigar. Now I'm going to inhale. And then they would accidentally inhale, and then they'd be like, ooh, that feels good. And then they'd start smoking. Yeah. Next one is the Pope.
What's that guy's name again? Oh, yeah, Pope.
The Pope.
The Pope. Pope Leo the 14th is a big baseball fan. The amazing thing is over the weekend, I couldn't believe that they found a video from 2005 from the World Series where they happened to pan the crowd and panned the future Pope. And he was there right in the there. White Sox Stadium at Kaminsky Park. But apparently the Cubs have been trying to claim him and say he's a Cubs fan. And he's not saying anything about it, of course. But his brother set the record straight with ABC and came out and said, nope, he is a White Sox fan.
Man, this is interesting that you mentioned that, because he's kind of the first Pope that really kind of ascended to his position in the social media age. And one of the really interesting things that I found out was his namesake, the Pope, he's the 14th, so Pope Leo the 13th, was actually the first Pope to ever be videoed, and you hear video and audio of his voice, and he did a blessing.
I thought you were going to say he was a Cubs fan.
No, he wasn't a Cubs fan. It was like 1890 or something like that. But
it's right around the first World Series.
Yeah, they might have been a winner that year.
But I just find it interesting, and I think we're going to find a bunch of stuff like that about this Pope where he's left tweets and all that other sort of thing that they will go back and look at, and the other popes weren't like that.
Let's take a quick break. We got some more fun stories to touch on, a lot of news over the weekend. Did you know that there is an AI tool that can scan your face and predict something about you? You might want to know what that is. I'll have that story for you when we come back. Among others, you can join us on the Odyssey app and stream us anywhere you go. Just find 97.1 FM Talk and the Annie Fry Show at AUDACY, that Odyssey app. Well, you can take it anywhere. Crystal clear connection. Anywhere you go, of course, that you have a mobile connection or a Wi-Fi connection. You can listen to us on 97.1 FM Talk, obviously. And you can join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. While you're there, vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. Will blue states and blue cities feel the effects of Trump's administration? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us here. It is 2:27. We're broadcasting live from Tamarack Golf Course, live in partnership with the St. Clair County Republicans at their chairman's golf scramble out here. Such an honor. And it is perfect golfing weather right now. It didn't necessarily start out that early this morning, but right now, it's a beautiful day to golf. And we appreciate being invited out here by the St. Clair County Republicans to bring some awareness to what they're doing to try to get St. Clair County back on the road to sensibility. If you are interested in learning more about what the St. Clair County Republicans are doing, make sure you connect with them on their Facebook page, St. Clair County Republicans, their Facebook page there. Easy to connect to, always updated. You can also go to stclaircountyrepublicans.com and learn about what they're doing to try to make St. Clair County, I don't know, great again, maybe? What do you think, if somebody just saw a selfie of you, Ryan, just your face, what do you think they'd be able to know about you?
I think that guy probably tries too hard.
They think, you think your face screams extra effort.
Yeah, I think so, because there's no real reason for me to take a selfie. And if I'm taking a selfie...
You're the only person in the modern age to think that.
Yeah, I think so. Now, I'll do duck lips and everything when I do it. But that's, again, that leads to
people
thinking...
Give the people on the YouTube stream... Oh, gosh.
I've been doing these things.
I don't think that is...
Wearing a push-up bra and all that stuff. Like, that stuff to me...
Unlike usual.
...suggests that you are trying too hard, and that's... if you look at my feed, that's what all those pictures are.
At Radio Wiggins?
Yep. At Radio Wiggins
on X.
X.
For duck picture, selfie, whatever. According to Fox News, a simple selfie could hold hidden clues to one's biological age and even how long they'll live. Would you want to take a selfie and submit it to this artificial intelligence thing and then have them say, you got 20 years?
Only if it is accurate to the day.
You would want to know?
Well, not really, but that's the only way I would do it. I'm not saying I would like voluntarily go, yeah, I would like to know, but...
Wouldn't you live the rest of your life trying to prove it wrong?
Yeah, that's why I would do it.
That'd be an obsession.
I'd want to know so that I could either live life to the fullest for all those days and just constantly mugging a camera, or just...
Perfect the duck face.
Go for it, like, prove it wrong every single day, because that the way I would take that, I would interpret that, would be that up until that date, I can't die.
It is not yet my time.
Yeah, that's a risk. I mean, you know, because if you prove that they were wrong,
right,
you won't know.
I'd be like, see,
no,
told you,
no,
in a letter that was sent out after my death.
Ryan's like, worth it.
Yeah, his tombstone says, see. More from the Fox News article.
Told you, Grok.
Using a photo of someone's face, the artificial intelligence tool generates predictions of the subject's biological age, which is the rate at which they are aging as opposed to their chronological age. Brad, do you feel like if you had the opportunity to do this and have a prediction of your biological age, would you want to know?
I go back and forth on this because part of me is like, yeah, let's see how good it actually is because I, you know, with
I like how much you've debated this already in your head.
Because I'm thinking to myself, I kind of put in my mind because I've had 3 heart attacks that's probably what's going to get me. You know,
that's not funny anymore.
No, it's not funny, but it's like I think that. But what if it isn't? What if they look at me and say, "Oh no, you're doing really well." I mean, for me, I would think looking at this.
You would do this.
In my mindset,
you're thinking...
I would think I would get good news.
Well, that's a risk, too.
What would you do?
Heck no. I don't want to know. I'll meet Jesus when he decides it's time.
So you...
That's a risk.
But do you have
not
any faith?
It's not a risk at all.
Do you have any faith in these things, though?
Oh, I think that, yeah. And, you know, like your biological age and your chronological age are obviously... There's an opportunity for there to be great conflict in there based on your health, your condition, or whatever. But none of that factors in a drunk driver on the way home from work today. So, like, I don't know how you could... biological age doesn't factor in anything other than your health, and if Mother Nature doesn't conflict in one way, shape, or form on its own. It says face age also predicts survival outcomes for people with cancer, according to press releases from MGB. The AI tool was trained on 58,851 photos of, quote, presumed healthy individuals from public data sets. To test the tool's accuracy, the researchers used it to analyze photos of 6,196 cancer patients taken before radiotherapy treatment. Among the people with cancer, the tool generated a higher biological age that was about 5 years higher than their chronological age. Like, if I were suffering from cancer, like, all that is like news and information. It's not a treatment. So if I'm getting the best treatment that I can have, I don't want to take a picture of myself and have it analyzed and be like, well, not going to be good enough.
Wouldn't this be used more for screening for those things, though? You're not in treatment yet, but you might think, something seems off. I'm going to go check with AI, if I have cancer.
If it can determine, like, your success rate with cancer, does it change how you approach treatment? Does it become a self-fulfilling prophecy? You're like, oh, well, it says I was bad, so...
Researchers also tested the tool's ability to predict the life expectancy of 100 people receiving palliative care based on their photos, then compared it to 10 clinicians' predictions. Face age was found to be more accurate than the clinicians' predictions.
I just find this AI stuff to be very, very interesting, because you see reports like this that come out that say that they're programming AI, and then it's learning to do surgeries better than actual surgeons now. Within a few years, I think it's very possible that we would see AI surgeons.
If, like, when we're talking about robo-umps, you're like, you want the human element in the game. If it's surgeries, I'll take the robots.
Yeah. Really.
I don't want human error to, like, spice up the surgery.
Well, the problem is you can't just say, here, do this surgery. It's got to be smart enough to adapt to a situation. But we're almost there. You're talking about stuff that's scientific. I want to bring something that's more like the science. That's science.
The science?
The science.
Science and the science are different.
Right. And yours is scientific. Mine is the science.
Ryanific.
Your favorite... Listen closely.
Oh, man.
We are sitting all together way too close for you to be this sassy. If you've never tuned into the Any Fry YouTube channel while we were on remote broadcast, Ryan and I always have to share a camera.
Yeah, we do.
There is a
this is
line
of
demarcation.
There's usually a whole studio desk between us.
If you were watching earlier, he slapped me.
You got a spider on you.
That's what he said. I don't believe him. He said spider because he knew I'd be like, oh, thank you. And then you slap me again later. You just keep the spiders off of me.
Mm-hmm. There was one on your cheek.
I'll turn the
and you
one.
Were being sassy. back to the science, anyway. I don't like all this joking.
I don't either.
Your favorite emoji might reveal more about you than your therapist.
Give me your phone and show me. Does your phone show you the, like, most recent emojis?
Probably.
All right, let's pass our phones around and we can see.
Okay.
What our favorite emojis. There's gonna be some weird stuff in here. Here.
How do I pull up the emojis?
I'll do it for me. I'm gonna do Ryan's.
Okay.
And then Brad, you can have, or Ryan, you can have Brad's.
Okay. Wow, Brad's are eclectic.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. Let's see here. Pick somebody that I can open up and just look at. The,
okay, my dad.
Your dad, and then here, and then here. Okay.
Okay. Okay. What?
Go and tell us what. Okay. Before we expose our emojis.
What the heck is this?
Which one?
Don't worry about it.
The things he's got
explain,
up.
Do your story. Don't worry about
it's
that.
The top line.
All right. The top line is crying emoji.
No. Tell us what the... Finish the reason why we're talking about emojis. What is that?
The article.
Yes. The thing for the people listening to the radio
According
station
According to
right
a new
now.
Study published in the Journal of Current Psychology from Oklahoma State University, your emoji habits might be a window into your soul.
No.
And not necessarily the pretty part. Researchers surveyed 285 undergraduates, mostly around 20 years old, asking how often they used 40 common symbols in texts and social media posts. The goal was to match those digital doodads to personal traits. And for guys, they said heavy emoji use, I disagree with this, by the way, revealed manipulative behavior and emotional roller coaster vibes. Ladies weren't off the hook either. Their carefully thought-out use of emojis correlated with their self-image and a desire to manage how others perceive them.
That's true. But that's because the automatic assumed nature of a woman who's sending just strictly text is witchiness.
That's why I like emojis, because you get the emotion behind the words.
Because people are always talking about how much of a witchy person you are.
Like, you're a witch, Wiggins. And they say the B word, though.
So you said that women, women use these to try to curtail how people...
Yeah, apparently women want to come off as agreeable and open, so they throw in a bunch of emojis in a text or social media post to be perceived that way.
So I'm looking at Annie's phone right here, and I'm assuming it's the big ones or the most used ones.
Let me see. No.
No.
I don't use any of those. It's right here. These are the ones that this four rows of 1, 2,
don't
three, four,
let her
five,
change the results.
Nine.
Okay.
There's 45 emojis there.
So the very first one is a black heart.
Really?
That sounds funnier than it really is.
But the thing is there's...
No, wait. Let me see this.
What?
Oh, that's... what.
That's the last one.
Give the first three heart colors.
So the first three heart colors are black and yellow and then red.
That's how I designate Disney. Because it's Mickey's colors.
That makes sense.
Black, yellow, and red.
That makes sense. Okay,
so
I see
if you went on my Facebook page, I think it was Facebook page. Oh, yeah. I posted a picture of my mama yesterday for Mother's Day, and it was a picture of the two of us at Disney World. So I put the black, the yellow, and the red heart next to it to indicate that.
Okay.
And also, then, I have a black heart.
Or you assume others do.
Then there's a pink heart, and then there's the smiley face with the hand covering the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen her use that one on Twitter a lot.
Okay.
Then there's a blue heart, which I think is St. Louis Blues stuff. Mm. Right? No?
No.
That means something else then.
If I type in heart, I know that there are different things for kids. Different color hearts mean different things. Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Well, they do. But I've tried not to learn them because I'm not playing that stupid game. Yes. So if I want to make a heart emoji, I just whatever color comes up.
Okay. Well, for instance, my boss, Steve, really likes eggplant. So I send him lots of eggplant.
Oh, no.
Because he's a gardener.
It is his number one sent emoji on the phone that I'm looking at right now.
So terrible. And then there's a smiley face that's winking, a smiley face with the rosy cheeks, then the upside down smiley face.
I think that's my favorite one.
That one is
an upside down smiley face.
Is that like I'm joking with you, I'm messing with you kind of thing?
No, I send that one. It's kind of like a whelp.
Okay.
Like, this is the way it is, and I'm going to choose to have a positive attitude about it.
And then
kind of silly.
Then the 100%, the thumbs up, and then the chick going with the arms crossed in front of her. Like, no way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really that exciting.
So when I get that text from you, I'm supposed to go, oh, yeah, he's just kind of feeling kind of silly today. She's being a little silly.
That's not the emoji I would send
you. No?
I do have the American flag in my top sent emojis.
Oh, congratulations.
And the side-eye one. I like the side-eye one. Let's do Ryan's emojis here. The first one is a thumbs up. You a thumbs upper?
Mm-hmm. A lot. Instead of saying okay, thumbs up.
People don't like that across generations.
Why?
They think it's dismissive.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it's easy.
Yeah.
You can send it to me. But young people, if you send the thumbs up or if you just say like K or okay, it's like not enough for their fragileness.
I agree.
It sounds passive aggressive.
I would be in that camp.
Ethan, I don't know if you're... a passionate about emoji use, but do you, as a representative of the younger generation, feel like it's a passive-aggressive message to send just a thumbs up to something?
Ooh, that's a great question. It all depends on which
context.
Gender you are talking to.
So you got a boy talking to, a man talking to you. Can he just thumbs up?
Yeah, no one cares. Guys don't care. It's a thumbs up. A thumbs up for a guy means thumbs up. For a girl, it is like, uh-oh, what I do? It's the equivalent of K. It's like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's like, hold on, you only sent a thumbs up. Something's wrong. That's what a thumbs up is for women.
If Annie sends me a thumbs up, I just assume she's just feeling kind of sick.
Now, like, I'll say this. Now, obviously.
Blackheart. Oh, she must be just feeling kind of silly.
Now, this is depending on the generation. I would say now for, like, you know, Gen Z, the thumbs up is you're almost guaranteed from a woman it's a red flag. But, you know, it kind of depends.
Just send a red flag.
It kind of depends. Yeah. Yeah, true. It depends.
Assume you're communist.
But, and, you know, you get.
Wait,
you
know, a minute. I went on a date with her. Is she a commie?
You get deeper into generations, and it's not necessarily a guarantee
that's
what it means.
Okay. Mm. It's like a confirmation. The second emoji that Ryan has here is the smiley face with the eyeglass. I like to use that one.
Maybe.
What's that mean?
I just did the voice.
Okay, so your emojis just imply tone. Yeah. And accent. And then the check mark, the black check mark, that might be the offensive way to give the thumbs up for our generation.
Maybe.
If I sent you something and you send back a check mark, which, folks, is going to happen regularly now that I've said that, that's like the middle finger for okay.
I don't think so. See, I use all of those for basically the same thing. Thumbs up, okay, check mark,
and
cool.
The guy with the monocle?
It's all the same thing.
I've never seen the emoji that's just a block that says cool.
Yeah, I use that one quite a bit.
I see that. And one that has a medal that implies, like, victory.
You know what I use a lot is the guitar.
Yeah, I think you sent that to me, but why?
It's just like rock and roll.
That's what everybody thinks when they think of you, Ryan.
No, that's it. Not that I'm a rocker, but I'm just saying whatever you just said, rock and roll, let's do it.
Brad's?
He's weird, man.
Brad is a heavy emoji GIF user.
Yeah, okay.
Probably more than words.
GIF.
His number one is a crying face emoji laughing. Uh-huh. Laughing so hard I'm crying. Then after that, it's a money bag, like
he's
Hamburglar.
So loaded.
And then a piece of coal or a rock?
I think that's BlackRock. I think we just learned something about him.
Ooh, BlackRock?
He's
a heavy investment?
I'm not saying a word.
Ooh, okay. All right. So next time you get a BlackRock text from Brad, you'll know that he's on the inside. Unfortunate, like, cry face emoji that's not happy.
It looks like it's just saying when.
And then a bee? What's the bee?
It's a bee.
What does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
The bee or not the bee.
That's not possible.
Why does it mean nothing?
I don't even know why that's there, because the last time I did that was whenever I was making a show sheet for a bee or not the bee.
And then you've got the okay. You've got a calendar date of July 17th as an emoji? What the
heck?
But
here's the thing. Whenever I'm scheduling things with people, the phone always suggests, like, let me get that on your calendar, and then it throws a calendar emoji.
And you just use it.
No, I don't use it, but it suggests it to me.
You got thumbs down. You got a ring, a diamond ring, music notes.
Mm-hmm.
You got a two-leaf clover?
Yeah. Brad, what is that
life? I don't know.
That's not a two-leaf clover. That's a sprout. That's like signifying new life.
That is not what I think of when I see that. I don't get a text from Brad and go, oh, you must mean new life.
I've never sent that to you.
Who do you send it to?
I don't know. I've never sent that one.
So the inner soul, your article here.
Yeah.
What are you going to surmise? What are your text, your emojis mean?
Well, I don't
you?
Like that it's saying that guys who use emojis are manipulative and on emotional roller coasters. Because obviously Brad and I both use them,
uh-huh.
And neither one of us are like that.
Uh-huh.
We just care about the tone,
uh-huh.
And we want people to know that we just want people to know that we care. We're just trying to follow in Christ's footsteps here. That's why we use emojis, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree with that, Brad?
I'm not even really sure what you said.
Rock and roll. We'll be back with the YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. We need you to vote and weigh in. Will blue states and blue cities feel the effects of Trump's administration? Yes, and the positive effects. Yes, negative effects. Or no, they're not going to feel it. Too far away from the Trump policies. Make sure that you come join us and say hello. We're broadcasting from beautiful Tamarack Golf Course with the St. Clair County Republicans, who are working their tails off and bringing some common sense back to St. Clair County. They're doing a great job, and they want your help. Bigger, better going into the next year, which is a statewide election for the state of Illinois. Connect with the St. Clair County Republicans on their Facebook page. Just find St. Clair County Republicans there and like and see what they're doing. Plus, stclaircountyrepublicans.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. What did you say you wanted to talk about, Ryan?
New media seat at the White House.
He's taking my story. No, no.
I don't remember what segment it was. You were talking to somebody. I think it was Erica Harris who said, "Oh, that's a really good question." And I thought, "Yeah, of course it's a good question." She was at the White House.
That's not what you were thinking.
That is what I was thinking. I just didn't say it because it sounded really snarky.
And you stopped. And you held your tongue.
I did.
Exhibited self-control.
We're broadcasting live from Tamarack Golf Club here in Shiloh, Illinois. Beautiful golf course with amazing people in St. Clair County, GOP. These folks are working so hard. It's so great to be in partnership with them year after year. I think this is our fourth year that we have been out here. Just hanging out with some people in St. Clair County, trying to bring some common sense to the county, and they're doing a great job. The work is not yet done. It needs you. So find them on the Facebook page, St. Clair County Republicans, and then you can see what you can join next. They have an event coming up here this week on Wednesday, and it is from 5 to 7 p.m. May 14th at the Backstage Bar in Edwardsville. And they're just having a happy hour. Pizza and drinks are provided. If you're interested in connecting with them, make sure you reach out, and you can find them on the Facebook page, St. Clair County Republicans Facebook page. I came across a story that was out today, and it's a new media seat at White House briefing shakes up establishment with alternative to archaic press. Carolyn Leavitt took exception to a question from AP reporter Josh Boak during the press briefing on Tuesday, so this is last Tuesday. The new media seat is the brainchild of Carolyn Leavitt, who felt legacy media essentially had a monopoly over coverage of the White House. No seats were taken from anyone, as the designated seat to the right of the lectern is where White House staffers or guests traditionally sat along the side of the James S. Brady press briefing room. This is where I was last week, was it? 2 weeks ago? I don't remember.
2 weeks ago today.
2 weeks ago. I was in this room. It was stuffed full of people. And I found it really interesting that the people who still sit in the chairs in the press briefing room are the same people who have been sitting in chairs. They have additional chairs for, like, it's not just your big network television spots, but there was a Politico. There was a Salem news or networks. You know, Salem is a radio network that does employ a lot of conservative type people. They have a seat in there. I think it was in like the fifth row or something.
That's
like
a Christian radio network. It's kind of Christian, isn't it?
I think they're Christian people, but it's a talk radio element. I feel like maybe some people who were at the Daily Wire used to be with Salem. But anyway, and then they stuff people in there like me, little me from the middle of the country, that I just like walked in there and they told me like, get up, get in line. The earlier you get there, the closer to the front you'll be. And when I got there, there was two guys both days and they were parked up front. I don't think that they left. I think that they were there the day before. I think they used a little baby wipe and freshened up and then they were up there again. They had a big following on their social media accounts and stuff. But that both days they had somebody sitting in that new media seat. One of them was DC Drano on X. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was, who was the other one? I can't remember who the second person was.
Punch Bowl was there.
Was it?
For the economic day.
The second day, yeah. So they're giving other people voices. Why would that be bad? I mean, they're still asking questions of the administration. The administration still has to answer those questions. Why would it be bad to give an alternative outlet that has a reasonable imprint on the American people that people are choosing to listen to or read or partake, subscribe, whatever, to these new media people? What could be bad about that?
I think the only people who are saying anything bad about it at all are A, legacy media, because they want to continue to control the narrative, and people who like legacy media controlling the narrative. That's it. And this is such an obvious move that I'm surprised that, well, you know what? I'm not really surprised that Corinne Jean-Pierre didn't do this, because Corinne Jean-Pierre wanted...
I'm surprised she didn't eliminate people from the
press. She wanted about as softball questions you could get.
Some of the new media seats occupants, such as Axios's Mike Allen and Two Ways' Mark Halperin, are longtime D.C. insiders who currently work for upstart organizations, while others, like unbiased podcast host Jordan Berman, wouldn't have sniffed the briefing room under previous administrations, according to this Fox News article. It gives people who are in the media an opportunity to exist outside of basically a bureaucracy kind of that exists in the media that says, unless you follow our rules, you'll never, as they use in here, sniff the inside of the briefing room. Mark Halperin has been around for a while. Mm-hmm. That guy knows what he's doing. Mike Allen with Axios as well. Axios is not a sycophant for the right outlet either. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to break off from your network because, like Catherine Herridge, maybe you didn't really appreciate the direction certain things were going when she was with CBS, she left Fox News. If she wants to cover certain things herself, and she's very good at what she does and she has the connections, you would think that those people should have the opportunity to sit in there. I just don't understand why that would be so terrible.
That new media seat, the seat itself.
Yes.
Is it bigger? Is it kind of comfortable?
No.
No? You didn't get to, did you get to sit in it at all? You get to sit
I
in
could have if
seats?
I wanted to, but you have to understand that I was very conflicted between I'm in front of the world when I'm standing in this press briefing room, and like I've said before in there, like the Lutheran, like, I'm just going to go sit in the back pew. Where is the back pew? Is it the back room? I'll just go there. Sorry. Ope. Like the whole time. Ope. Yeah. But now that I know it and understand a little bit better, I think if I ever did, which I'm not expecting to, but if I ever did have the opportunity again, I would go in with more knowledge and more understanding, I would say. YouTube live chat poll for today, Ethan. I'm going to cover this for you so you don't have to worry about it.
Thank you.
Will blue states and cities, you're welcome, feel the effects of Trump's administration? So we're asking you, you said, Ryan, your answer to this poll?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, positive.
In a positive way, Brad?
Yeah, yes, in a positive way.
I absolutely think yes in a positive way. I think that it is too good to not be the case. We're 56-50 right before mm-hmm. I wrap this up at 56-50, and then we listen to music for a minute. We have the results, and with 233 votes in, 85% of you said yes, positive effects will be felt. 9% say yes, but it's going to be negative, and 6% of you say no. But 85% of the people saying yes, and it's going to be a positive thing. I think that's pretty exciting. And of course, this weekend, chock full of big, big news stories. Mark Reardon is going to have for you some big stories, especially local. Coming up next. Thanks for listening. From Tamarack Golf Club with the St. Clair County Republicans. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.